What's it like after five periods of hockey, a 2 a.m. arrival for you and your teammates here today?
Yeah, well, I mean, definitely we had a little later arrival at the rink today, so that was nice. But, yeah, use it as a rest and recovery day. Try to, get rested up and ready for tomorrow.
What have you learned in the first two games against this group based on playoff style of hockey that you bring into games three and four now back here in your own rink?
Well, I think, you know, looking at what we can do, I mean, I thought we were a lot better in game two than in game one. I thought we seemed to handle some of the pressure that they have on the forecheck a little bit better in the game, and we're a little bit more efficient at moving the puck. But we're really just trying to, keep getting better every game. And we think that coming home, we're excited about that, and it's going to be crazy with the whiteout. So, like I said, we just want to keep improving and finding ways within the game to, get a little bit better each night.
You've had runs, Josh, in the Western League and also in the Ice Caps playoff runs. Well, can you sort of tell us what this it's different in the NHL and how much more of a toll it is on the body?
Yeah, I mean, obviously for me, first time in the Stanley Cup playoffs, you try to draw on some of those experiences in the playoffs before. Nothing compares to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nothing comes even close to the spectacle of it, the grind, the compete, the level of play. I mean, it's just that. It's on a whole nother level. So I think when you get into the games, and there's going to be momentum shifts, there's going to be losses, there's going to be wins, bad breaks in games, mistakes, all those sort of things. So just try to draw on those experiences that you have before and just handle them. And one of the things we talk about a lot is just really enjoying and embracing the opportunity. I mean, playing in the Stanley Cup playoffs is, like you said, a grind. It's physical, it's tough on the body, but it's the best time of the year. It's the most fun hockey you'll get to play, and you just have to enjoy it. And I think that's really the sort of the vibe that our group has had.
Were you a guy back in those days, that would throw himself in front of pucks and do the kinds of things that you're doing a whole lot of right now and limping off the ice? Or is that something you kind of just get resigned to the fact that I'm a pro, I got to do this now?
Well, I mean, I think it's just that desperation factor of being in the playoffs and that compete level, I think for everyone, goes up to another stage. So, I think specifically shot blocking, something that I didn't do a ton of when I was younger, but it's a part of the game that, we take pride in, I guess, our back end anyways, and that I do individually, and especially in the playoffs. Like I said, it's just that trying to play with that desperation level to try to not give the any shots up if you can, and sometimes it hurts, but that's part of the playoffs.
How much did that one hurt? I think it was the first overtime. It was in your stomach area and you're grimacing on the bench.
Yeah, it didn't feel great. It's felt you try to hope that it gets in a great spot, but yeah, that one didn't feel great.
When they come in waves like they do, I mean, you don't get a break with any of their forward groups. I mean, you can't. What's that like with when they have so much firepower? Jacob says it's not unlike what you guys face in practice here with your own club.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really deep team. They have sort of a mix of everything. They have high end skill, physical players, guys that can protect the puck. They have a really solid rush attack, and they also play really solid in the O-zone, generating chances off that, and they go to the net. So it is similar to what we face every day. I mean, our forwards are we try to practice really fast, and they're always all over you when we do, five-on-five drills or in-zone drills. So I guess we're lucky that we get to face that every day as defensemen to try to prepare for when you're playing a team like Nashville with a lot of the same intangibles. So, they do buzz. They do, have guys that have, a really good mix of everything. So it's tough to defend.
You could have been standing here, Josh, 2-0. It was very close. It's that kind of series. You happy with 1-1, though, coming home the split and having an opportunity to have, if it went another five games, you'd have three at home?
Well, I think obviously something we talked about last night. I mean, we're all disappointed. Losing a game in double overtime is tough, but you have to park it right away. I mean, as soon as you get on the plane and come back home here, we're pretty happy that we're coming home with a split. Obviously, like I said, we're disappointed last night, but I think we're in a pretty good spot, and coming home, like I said, we just feel like we can get a little bit better each game. That game, game two, was a big improvement from game one as far as we were concerned, and if we can continue to do that, you know, we're happy with the position we're in.
Josh, there's like two guys on the team, Dustin and Paul, that have played in, I think it's a double overtime, and either lost or won the game. What do you learn from that as a young team, from losing a game like that? Because I mean, obviously winning and the elation's there, but what do you glean from a loss?
Well, I think that's just that experience level. Now we've been in a double overtime game, so you kind of understand. Obviously, they are a pretty big grind. You know, you're tired, you're sore, you're getting in late into those periods, and you know the ice is bad, everything like that. And you have to figure out you know how to make plays and play in that style. So I think every game, every experience we have in this playoffs for guys especially that don't have a lot of playoff experience is great, and you kind of learn as you go. You learn on the fly, and that's something we talk about, is just, you know, I think I said it before, was just enjoying and embracing the opportunity. Obviously learning a little bit at a time, learning in those situations, but going in, you know, jumping in with both feet kind of thing. That's what we talked about going into the overtime, was there's no sense in being hesitant. I mean, if you're going to lose the game, you want to lose the game, you know, feeling like you threw it all at them and they just happened to score. So that's really the mentality that we're trying to have.
You weren't surprised then by how manic that first overtime was then?
Yeah, they were on us for sure. You know, they had a lot of good chances. We had some good chances. You know, again, after that first overtime, I think we talked a little bit about it as well, to be, you know, put our foot on the gas and just play aggressive. And you know, again, if you're going to lose the game, giving it everything you got and not feeling like you held back at all or were scared to make a mistake or anything. And yeah, like I said, it's all learning experiences for us and all things that, you know, we get another overtime game or double overtime game. You know, now it's not a first for a lot of guys. So that experience is huge.